Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well today. I'm glad to be back today. I've gone to a two-week, every other week, twice a month format, and I've not been with you all for a couple weeks because we had five Thursdays in August. So we are here today. Happy to be here. We've got some good guests. We've got some good conversation coming. I do want to mention we are going to be taking callers today at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guests in just a moment. I do want to tell you all, if you would like to call, we are going to be giving away a book, Divinely Touched, Transform Your Life by Mary Divine and Dr. Dave DeSano. So you might want to get on the phone. It's going to be interesting. They're my guests today, by the way, and they've written an incredibly interesting book covering all kinds of things about healing and psychic awareness, and we're going to get into all that in a moment. Before we do that, I do want to answer a question. I've had this question looming out there. I take questions by email every once in a while, and I put that out there a couple shows ago, and I got a couple email questions, a few of them. I'm not going to be able to answer them all, but I do want to get to one before we even start, and this one is for Philip. Philip wrote me, he had taken a class with me, and in part of the class, we were talking to our guides and getting intuitive guidance through higher sources, and he got the information that healing work, that it was important for him to pursue, look into some kind of healing work. And he's been doing that. And he emailed me asking if there was any particular form that he felt would be particularly, you know, positive and good for him to follow. And I just want to mention, Philip, I hope you're listening, that I read your email. And then as soon as I read it, it was like a little Deva, you know, a little plant spirit came and hit me on the head and said, you know, healing, talking to the plants, plant spirit medicine. There's a book out there called Plant Spirit Medicine, and it's about healing through communication with the plant world. And I have to tell you, you're a landscaper, and it feels like the plants are kind of trying to get your attention about that. So I would suggest you look into that. All right, so let's get to our guests today. Like I said, they are the authors of the book, Divinely Touched, Transform Your Life. They have an interesting story that they're going to share with us in just a moment about how they came to write the book. Before I do that, let me just tell you a little bit about them. Mary DeSano, and I hope I'm saying the name right, worked as a financial supervisor for a major corporation in Providence, Rhode Island for 20 years before her spiritual awakening. After leaving the corporate world, she felt a calling to public service, and she obtained a degree in medical technology and became certified in reflexology, Reiki, and reconnective healing. Dr. Dave is a psychologist and author of Holistic Mental Health which was revised in 2009. He has degrees in education, counseling, and psychology, and has a private practice specializing in hypnotherapy. In Divinely Touched, he offers technical support for what Mary experienced. He provides scientific research and explanations for phenomena such as energy healing, ESP, telepathy, clairvoyance, precognition, out-of-body experiences, and reincarnation. He connects current theories in quantum physics with historical data and firsthand accounts of Mary's experiences to scientifically prove what had happened to her was in fact real. Mary Divine DeSano and Dr. Dave DeSano own and operate Divinely Touched Incorporated, and Divinely Touched Incorporated is committed to facilitating healings of body, mind, and spirit through individual sessions, workshop, and seminars. So, Mary and Dave, it's nice to have you both here today. How are you?
Great, thank you. Thank you for having us. We feel very blessed to be here with you.
Well,
yeah, Sherry, thanks for having us on
blessed.
Your show.
So, let's dig into this a little bit. The book, Divinely Touched, it's a true story. And give us a little bit of, a little bit of information about that. What's the story about?
Well, Sherry, the story started 6 years ago when I started getting very sick, and the doctors couldn't explain why. My stomach was...
When you say very sick, what happened?
I started getting severe abdominal pain.
Oh, wow.
My skin on my face was flaking off. My lips felt like they were on fire. I was getting pins and needles throughout my body. I could feel energy moving throughout my body. I had my tongue was loaded with cankers. My lips were starting to turn black. And the doctors could see how sick I was, and I went through every test they could think of, you know, EKGs, MRIs, CAT scans, blood tests, endoscopies, colonoscopies, and everything came back perfectly normal. Like, I should be the picture of health. Mm. And they couldn't understand why I was so sick. And so that's how the story began. I was on that healing journey, going to doctor
right.
to doctor, test to test.
Uh-huh. How long did you go through the testing?
Oh, maybe about 6 months.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That was a long time. And
yeah, and I was
came back
a lot of pain,
abnormal.
And I kept getting worse and worse with no relief, so which eventually led me to seek alternative medicine.
Well, prior to that, she was also hospitalized, too.
Right.
So she started seeing energy outside her body and having visions. Which led her doctors to put her in the hospital and sedating her with drugs. And after a week in a mental ward, she was released, but still came out with a lot of the physical symptoms.
Right. And then actually I would stop seeing spirits, and I would look in the mirror, and someone else was looking back at me, which led doctors to think I was psychotic. And then I actually started hearing spirits.
Wow.
And
now,
so I was hospitalized twice for this.
Previous to this kind of medical emergency and seeing spirits and connecting kind of in that way with the spirit realm. Had you had any interest in any spirituality?
No, this was a whole new world I was led into that I didn't know existed. Like I said, I worked in corporate, in finance.
Right.
So this was like, I knew nothing about this world.
Wow.
So when you're sick, what do? You go to a doctor.
Right.
Right? That's what we taught traditional. I knew nothing about alternative medicine. I knew nothing about psychics or shamans or light workers, but that was part of my spiritual awakening now looking back. But of course the doctors didn't view it like that.
Right. And if you're hearing voices or seeing things, doctors think you're crazy and they put you on drugs, right? Which was
right.
what happened to her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, I see that a fair amount in my practice too. It's kind of, it seems kind of even in this day and age in 2013 that, because I'm in Durham, North Carolina, and of course we have Duke Integrative Medicine here, and there's a lot of, because of Duke Integrative Medicine and the people that founded it, there's a little bit more awareness towards spiritual energy problems, but with that said, it's still, even with that, I think the first go-to is always, unfortunately, looking at things kind of in the physical separated from the body, mind, and, you know, I'm sorry, from the mind and spirit and emotional energy.
Yeah.
So when did you kind of, when did you say, well, maybe we're going to have to take a break. I'm just noticing in just a moment, we're kind of getting away from myself here. So before we go to break, we're going to talk when we come back about, you know, how Mary became aware that this was maybe not medical and what she did about that and what happened. It's an interesting journey. 800-930-2819. And please give us a call and you can be in possession then of a book by Mary and Dave, Divinely Touched. And by the way, if you'd like to know more about Mary and Dave and connect with them, you know what? I don't have your web. What's your website?
It's divinelytouched.com.
Okay, divinelytouched.com. You might want to give them a look there.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is www.sherrydiller.com. And feel free to take a look at my website. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard. You're back with me, and we're with my guests today, Mary and Dave DeSana. We're talking about their book, Divinely Touched, and Mary's journey through illness to incredible spiritual health and into healing work. By the way, I have noticed a lot of people like emailing me during the show, which happens because I know a lot of times you're at work and you can't call or something's up, whatever. So feel free to give me an email to today, sgd7777@yahoo.com, if you're not able to call. And all right, so back to the book. Mary.
Yes.
You were ill, very ill. You were testing, you know, just healthy in all these different medical tests. You had actually started seeing visions and seeing things in the mirror. And how did you begin? What happened? How did you kind of make that transformation or that transition from this is a medical problem to entering into that spiritual world?
Well, the first time I came out of the hospital, I was alone. I wasn't with Dave yet. And then Dave and I met over the past months after that. And everything had calmed down. And then about 3 months after that, mm-hmm. I started getting the symptoms again. They came back. And I had told Dave what I had gone through prior to meeting him.
Uh-huh.
And during the summer, when I was fine, I had entered into this store that was very spiritual. And I just went in there, you know, it was a shop around my, in Coventry. And I really liked it. And the woman behind the counter, you know, she was the owner, and she was talking to me, and she said, oh, you know, I do energy healing. And of course, I didn't know what that was at the time. I was like, oh, no, she seemed like a nice lady. Well, how God lined you up, because 3 months later, it started happening to me again. And they said to me, you know, what about that store you went to in the summer? Maybe they can help. Because when it started happening, I said, I got to do something different. I just knew, because the doctors are not going to help me. I'm going to end up in the hospital again, or even something worse. Because it was the exact same symptoms coming back. And so I went to that store and to find out what energy healing was. And the person's name behind the counter was Grace. But how God lines you up, because I didn't have to say anything. As soon as I was afraid to tell someone that I feel like I have an entity with me, because I could feel it moving inside my body. And I was just going to say, oh, I'm not feeling too good. Can I try this? But I didn't have to say anything. And Grace was behind the counter. As soon as I walked in, she said, are you all right? And now, she didn't know me from anything, knew nothing right. about me. And I said, how do you know? I says, oh, my God. I says, she goes, you have an entity with you. I said, oh, my God, how do you know? She goes, I can see it coming out of your eyes.
Mm.
And so I went in the healing room with her, and she started doing energy work on me. And immediately, my stomach started coming down, going down. The skin on my face started clearing up just from her releasing these attachments to me. And that's
now, how did you know that you had an attachment?
Because I could feel it going through me. Like, I could feel energy waves and pins and needles at different, going through certain parts of my body. And when I look in the mirror, mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't me looking at myself.
Oh, okay.
I could see
that.
Someone else
yeah.
coming through my eyes, coming looking back at me. I could feel
right.
the presence right inside of me.
Right. I hate to interrupt you. I do want to talk about negative entities, exactly what that is. We're going to delve into that in just a moment. I do have a caller on the line. Chrissy, are you there with me?
Yes, it's Jennifer from California on the line.
Okay, Jennifer. Are you there?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. Did you have a question or something you wanted to share with us today?
Yes, I had a question for you because I've recently gone through a breakup from my relationship that was really unexpected.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of dealing with a lot of the different emotions and trying to heal from that right now. I guess I'm just like looking for some clarity on that.
Okay. Clarity on the breakup.
And then also just, just to kind of get like some guidance, I guess, to how I can grow from this and things that I need
okay.
to be focusing on.
Okay, just what I want you to do is tell me, give me the first initial of his name.
It would be P.
T? Okay, and just kind of hold them in your T. Yeah. Okay.
Or
just
P as in Peter.
Okay. Oh, P. I'm sorry. P as in Peter. Okay.
Yeah.
Just kind of visualize him for a moment. Just kind of visualize P, and let me just see what I get. All right. What I'm getting with this is that, you know, you two are definitely have been together in different lifetimes. But what I get is in there, so there was definitely an attraction. And there was kind of like a nice kind of sweetness in the relationship, too. But here's the problem is that what I get is that you two keep meeting, and a lot of, and I feel like the issue is tends to be a lot of very similar to what's happening now. I feel that your paths are a little bit different in life. I feel like you are on a path where you really want to like dig deep and manifest in this life, and you have so much mm-hmm. in you, and you are so ready to do that. You know, I mean, you are so ready to give it all, give everything, and really, you know, you have a wonderful relationship energy, I have to tell you. It's really open, it's deep, and you're like really grounded in that. The issue I get in this is P is on a bit of a different journey than you. He's not yet ready for that. His energy is a little bit, he can't fully kind of be present in that way, you know? And he, you know, he's very sweet, I feel, you know, he can be a nice person and that's a good mm-hmm. thing. But right now he doesn't have the ability to really ground things and be present in the way you need someone, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I understand that it would have felt good. I get that. But it's just not, you know, sometimes, you know, if we're a deep-rooted tree, we need another deep-rooted tree. And he's more like a, you know, like the butterfly that's floating around it. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. not really present in that way. I do want to tell you, though, that I definitely know in this lifetime you're going to have that kind of deep-rooted connection with somebody. And I definitely know mm-hmm. that you made the right decision. You had to. You know, as much as there was good in that, you know, going forward right now, you kind of have to do that. Because I feel like in another life, you kind of didn't do that and you wasted a lot of time, you know. So, yeah, I know it's difficult, but I feel, you know, listen to your intuition in this because you're on track. I do want to mm-hmm. tell you, Jennifer, that you've also been our first caller, so you get a book.
Yay,
you're gonna get Divinely Inspired. I'm gonna pass this address on to Mary and Dave, and thank you so much for calling, my dear.
Well, thank you for all that.
Yeah, I know it's hard. I know. Yeah. But you know what, you're in such a transformative time right now that, you know, you're listening into your intuition, and sometimes we don't want to because it's hard to do it, but, you know, mm-hmm. you did the right thing. All right, my dear.
Definitely.
You take care.
Clarity.
Have a good day. All right, so we're going to talk about negative entities and attachments. You know, I was really glad to get Dave and Mary's book because this is a topic that I find incredibly important because of the healing work that I do with clients. And so many times I see this so often that people, in fact, I just had a client last week that had an attachment and was severely depressed and kind of having obsessive behaviors because of it. So we're going to talk about, you know, really What is that? What is that when we have a negative attachment? I know it kind of can scare people. It can kind of freak us out to think that. But I tell you what, more people know it than you would ever guess. More people have attachments. I originally became aware of attachments many years ago at a conference. There was a man there who was actually speaking about negative attachments, entities, and the class I wanted to take was full, so I ended up in his class, but it was the absolute right place for me to be because I learned a lot that day about them. I had a session with him after the class, a private session, and I discovered that I had somewhat of a negative attachment. and he detached it. He helped release it. And, you know, before that, I could get really angry, like really quickly. I could really have this short fuse of, you know, it would even scare me how angry I would get. Somebody would do something and I'd be, boom, you know, from 0 to 10. And after the work he did, the release work he did with me, to my surprise, I didn't expect it, but that intense amount of sharp anger completely dispersed. I can still get angry, but not like that, not kind of taking me over. And it was an attachment that I think originally had thought it was helpful to me. It wanted to kind of help me, I guess, but I certainly didn't need that kind of help. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into this a little bit more, into what this is, how it helped Mary. If you do want to give us another call, feel free. We're talking about Divinely Touched. Mary and Dave, they're both working as healers now. And if you want to know more about them, it's www.divinelytouched.com. I'm www.sherrydiller.com. And I guess we'll be back in a moment.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sherry Dillard, and you're back in Intuit University. And again, we're talking to Dave and Mary DeSano. Divinely Touched is their book. And right before we went on break, we were talking about attachments, negative entities, what that is. We're going to have Dr. Dave is going to enlighten us a little bit about that. Before we go into that, I do, again, want to mention that you know, this is a topic that sometimes in the spiritual world we feel uncomfortable with because, you know, a lot of times just opening up your intuition is like a leap in faith. It can feel kind of scary to open yourself up to a world that you can't really see visually, that our five senses aren't necessarily equipped to connect with. But I do want to say that the more knowledge you have, the more awareness you have, the better off you are. Because, you know, denial or even not knowing doesn't mean things are not out there or things aren't affecting you. So the more you know, the better off you are. In my experience working with energy attachments, entities, all of that, I have found that usually there's kind of three things that help, unfortunately, an attachment kind of gain some ground with a person. People that have addictions tend to lose sometimes that conscious awareness, that conscious state of being, and they're prone to spirits kind of, unfortunately, hanging out with them. A lot of times, too, I've found people that have issues with alcohol or drug use, sometimes they'll have attachments that also had those issues. And Dave's going to talk to us a moment about that. Also, childhood trauma. Our energy fields are not very well formed when we're children. And so if there's a lot of trauma in a child's life, they tend to kind of go out of their body a lot. They're very open. And unfortunately, negative energy can also get in then. And the other way that I found they often come in is if we're unconscious for any reason, if we knock our heads in a car accident, or even unfortunately, if we have go under with surgery, unfortunately, they can also kind of come in whenever our conscious mind is in an altered state, vulnerable, highly in trauma, that kind of thing. All right. Dr. Dave, tell us a little bit more in your experience, research. What have you found?
What you said, Sherry, is actually, you know, right on, because, you know, those are ways that entities can come in and attach themselves. And, again, we were talking a little bit off the air about how you mentioned that you were having certain feelings that you felt weren't like you. And again, mm-hmm. that's what happens. These entities can often be attracted to emotions. And then, because again, well, we should back up a little bit. What is an entity?
An entity is
a spirit that really hasn't gone to the light. And, you know, today most people, I think surveys say that 9 out of 10 people believe in the spirit realm.
Right.
You know, you see all these psychic TV shows. You see these ghost hunting shows on Sci-Fi Channel. You have the Long Island Medium. You see John Edward, a psychic who he's been on Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil show. So most people are becoming very attuned, and particularly what you do, Sherry, you know, you're a psychic as well, are very attuned to connecting to the spirit dimension today. So what we do, and because what I've been led to with Mary's in her story, is that we were led into this world, and my background is really science. I was a secondary science teacher for 15 years, then I became a psychologist. So I have a scientific background, and I need to prove things. And when Mary started having all these feelings and visions and energy going through her body, and when she started hearing voices, I, like most doctors, thought she was crazy. And as a matter of fact, I even hospitalized her once because she was being unsafe. But what happens is that the difference between a psychic and someone who's psychotic is we find that psychics are just grounded. You know, they might see a vision or hear a voice, and they know it's coming from the spirit dimension. And they're very grounded in their own abilities and for whatever reason, how they grew up, you know, with these abilities. People that are psychotic are often getting the same messages, but think they're crazy because they're hearing and seeing the spirit dimension. So again, you know, an entity is a spirit that a person oftentimes who's deceased and didn't transition to the spirit dimension fully. Spirit dimension, you know, we say going to the light. So they get trapped in this earth dimension, which is the astral plane. And they're misguided. They quite often, you know, entities that, for example, haunt houses are people that just haven't left. You know, they don't know they're dead. So they stay around their place of employment or their house or wherever, and they're kind of misguided. When someone comes along that maybe are feeling frustrated or they're angry or they're feeling depressed or anxious, these entities that are trapped in this astral plane have these same emotions and get attracted to that person and then kind of attach to that because they're feeding off that negative energy as well. And that's kind of the difference between a negative entity and then maybe someone connecting to their spiritual or guardian angels, which are positive and light and uplifting.
Right.
And again, you know, most people realize that, you know, they go to these psychics or they see them on TV, and what are these psychics doing? They're talking to that spirit dimension. They're talking to deceased relatives that are coming through giving them messages.
Right. The difference, of course, being that, you know, when we talk about going to the light, the difference is when a spirit goes over, in my experience, when they go to the light, what they're essentially doing is they're going into a higher dimension where their astral body is kind of transformed into a pure spiritual energy. Mm-hmm. And they go through their own process of healing. And not that we need healing in spirit, but their own transformative process of coming fully into their own spirit, higher self. And when people, what's not the light, so we'll kind of know, is just that dimension that's a little bit above the physical dimension. And the reason why they attach is because they still identify with the physical realm. And so they're searching for energy from the physical realm in order to keep themselves kind of buoyant in that energy. Because there's no, you know, they have to find an energy source. So they attach, which is they kind of, in my experience, interestingly, is that people who tend to be very loving, spiritual people who have a lot of light within them, have a lot of energy, they tend to have, unfortunately, they will at times attract more of this because they kind of see their light. They see their source of energy as kind of like, you know, oh, that's a 1,000-watt bulb over there. I'm going to go, you know, kind of connect with her. Let me ask you, Mary and Dave, when you discovered the attachments, did you in any way have a sense of, you know, what's most interesting to me about your story, I have to tell you, Mary, one of the things anyway, there's many interesting things, but one of them is that, you know, you came from a corporate background, you were going through the medical testing, but somehow you kind of knew that there was something off like that, which is kind of unusual in my experience. In my experience, people don't, that's not someplace people go. You know, that you were able to kind of be aware tells me that you are probably pretty intuitive, you know, that you probably have always been kind of in touch more on that level without maybe even knowing it, you know?
Well, that's exactly. I wasn't aware, and this came and woke me up. You know,
yeah,
I've been sleeping,
right.
Like a lot of people are sleeping, and then you get a wake-up call. This is not what you're here for. This is your path. This is what you really should be doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my book, I hopefully that people can get woken up in not such a harsh manner, because I went through a lot of pain.
Yeah, you did.
You know, it was very difficult for me. And that's why if you can be more aware of it and open to it right away, you can heal yourself quicker.
Yeah, and right. You make a great point, Sherry, because you know, why was Mary being attacked so much and so sick? And again, her journey, which we document in the book, the first half of the book is all about her journey and everybody she's meeting. And where I started realizing what was going on was real was because everyone she was meeting, all these different shamans and light workers, were telling her the same thing, what was going on with her. So again, you know, science is built on replicated results, you know, proving things time and time again.
Right.
And when, you know, she keeps sitting in front of these people who have no prompting of what's going on with her, and they're telling her she's being attacked by the spirit dimension because she's a bright light and these negative entities don't want her on this healing mission, which we now have, you know, helping people get over these types of things. You know, time and time again, we had, you know, dozens of people telling her the same thing.
And they didn't know anything about me. I would just show up. Some of them, I just did over the phone, just say my name, and they'd start telling me my whole story. What happened? What's going on with me? And all over the country, it's like, they didn't know me, they didn't know each other, and how can they,
right.
And this is how science is, this is replicated results. It's like, this has to be what's going on. And the only thing that really cured, and the only way you are going to be cured is from these spiritual healings. Drugs and pills are never going to do it because it's a spiritual thing going on with someone. It is not a physical thing. It affects you physically, but it's we are spiritual beings. And it's a spiritual thing that's happening. And until you clear it, you're never going to be well.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when we come back for a break, how to clear it, how to know what to look for. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello. Hello, everybody. You're back with me, Sherry Dillard, and with our guests, Mary and Dave DeSana. We're talking about healing. We're talking about Mary's incredible journey through her own healing and her awareness into the spirit realm. I do want to mention a couple things. I do want to tell you that, let me see, I want to make sure I get all of this in. This is our last segment. You can find out more again about Dave and Mary on divinelytouched.com. Their email address is divinelytouched@divinelytouch.com. divinely@divinelytouch.com. And we're going to talk a little bit again before we're done here about some seminars, if you're in the New England area, Florida, I believe, too, that you might want to find out about. Maybe you can go to them. Maybe you can learn, touch in with them a little bit more about that. Now, if you're listening to this show and you're kind of freaking out, oh, no, I may have one of these things. What do I do? Let me give you a couple little things I want to just kind of, you know, like, how would you know? How do I know if I do or I don't? Let me just give you some kind of telling things that I've discovered. One of the things that I have discovered with my clients is that, kind of like with Mary, if you are having medical symptoms that no matter what you do, don't seem to get better, and in fact start getting worse, depression, like Mary was saying, any kind of psychosis, seeing things, mental illness, depression, you would definitely, I suggest you make sure you go to someone who can detect this and help you with this, because even if you are taking medication and it's helping, it's still a really good idea to get checked out, your energy field. Some of the other things I've found is if your life just won't go forward, if you're just feeling blocked, you really want to be manifesting something in your career. You want to manifest a relationship. You want to be going forward. You're engaged. You're doing all the right steps. You're on track in every way you know, and yet block after block after block keeps coming up. No matter what you do, it just seems out of nowhere negative things happen. I would get checked out also if you're feeling that is the case for you. One of the other things that I have found is that if you're feeling that this is kind of what was going on with me, although I didn't realize it was a negative attachment until I went to that seminar, was that I had so much negative self-talk. It was kind of amazing. I mean, I could just be sitting anywhere and I would be like really trashing myself. You know, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't attractive enough. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. I might as well just go shut myself in a room. I had so much negative self-talk. And there was so much of it, I didn't even notice it. It was just kind of, yeah, that's just what happens. And then surprisingly enough, after I had that attachment detached, it was gone. The negative self-talk wasn't there. There was some residual, but it didn't have that kind of nonstop effective, like really hardcore energy that I was feeling. One of the other things, too, I do want to mention is that you have domain, you have dominion over your energy field. Once you become aware of something, you have the complete ability to detach it. It's not as hard as you may think. The problem is we're not aware of it. Once we're aware of it, I've never had any trouble detaching any of these things. They kind of, it's believe it or not, you can call on so much help from the other, from archangels, Mary, other angels, divine energy, whatever you believe in a positive way will come to your aid. It's not that hard. So awareness is everything. And I do want to mention the seminars right now. I think it's a wonderful thing that Dave and Mary are doing this work. A lot of people, like I said, everybody in my world, I think everybody needs to know about this. So tell us a little bit about the seminars you're doing and where they are, Dave or Mary.
Well, you know, again, Sherry, if you go to our website, divinelytouch.com, it has our you know, a full listing of everywhere we're appearing. But we do a couple of different workshops right now, one based on our book and going through Mary's story. And then, again, I use science and research and data to prove how, you know, entities do exist. And also I prove things like reincarnation and the spirit dimension and ESP and telekinesis, all those types of things. Because, you know, once you can prove that consciousness can exist outside the body, you prove all of those things. So, you know, one workshop we do is centered around that, transform your life through conscious awakening. The second workshop we do is entity possession, history, symptoms, and solutions. And we're doing that actually a couple of places in October. We're doing it at upstate New York in Canandaigua at the Grossimer Wood Healing Retreat Center. And again, this is on our website. And we're also doing it at Positive New Beginnings in East Providence, Rhode Island. So we go into detail about what entity possession is and how to, you know, get over it. Our book also goes into quite, you know, detail about how to rid yourself of entity possessions. And a lot of what you're saying, Sherry, is, you know, what we talk about, you know, belief. And, you know, we also actually have clearing prayers. Our book also is a handbook in terms of, you know, research, getting not only books that we recommend that go in further into the subject, but also we have a resource section at the end of our book, which we list name, addresses, phone numbers, websites of 32 different healers that Mary has come across over the last 5 years that helped her, mm-hmm. you know, heal on all different
now,
levels.
Your book can be found on Amazon.
Barnes and Noble,
and imagine through your through your website.
DivineLyCouch.com. Yep.
Right. I also actually, I'm just sitting here thinking. So many times I don't even mention my own books. I've got a book coming out in December, early December, probably out in late November. You Are a Medium. It's with Llewellyn, published by Llewellyn, and I actually talk a lot about this too in that book, and talk about prayers and exercises you can do to clear your energy field. And all right, we've got not a lot of time left, so Mary or Dave, what do you want to leave people with?
Again, you know, just what we've been talking about, that you know, consciousness can exist outside the body. What Mary went through, you know, the physical ailments as well as the psychosis she was experiencing was from this spirit dimension attacking her. We prove that in our book. We go into the research and data behind it, the historical data, the current theories in science like quantum physics supporting this. And again, it all relates. All this is kind of new age and metaphysics, but, you know, that's been going on for years and years. But science is finally catching up to mm-hmm. to where new age and metaphysics has been for the last 50 years.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great having you both as guests. I hope everybody can kind of take a look at the book, take a look at the website, find out more just to become educated, to become a little bit more aware. It's an exciting journey that Mary went through, and I really am so glad that she did. I think they have a lot to share. You're listening to, again, Intuit University. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm going to be back with you on September 26th. I'm going to be talking a little bit about how to better connect with your guides, your own spirit guides, your divine helpers, and how to heal, how to improve relationships, how to kind of really connect. So many times, you know, they want to help. And I'm just going to be the kind of help you to all kind of just receive that a little bit easier and utilize that wonderful help that we all have available to us. Thank you, Mary and Dave, so much.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
It's been great having you.
Same wavelength.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, best of luck to you. And I'll see you all in 2 weeks. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Intuit University. Compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You're
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.